May all beings be happy. May all beings be healthy. May all beings be free from harm. May all beings love life. May all beings awaken. Welcome to another Guke Audio Podcast. I'm DC, Poobah of Guke Audio and Guke Archives. I pray that you and yours are safe and comfortable, free from economic hardship, and able to get out and do whatever it is you want within the limitations of the universal precept of do as little harm as possible. So today I'm going to start a new lecture. We're going to hear Shinya Suzuki saying the lecture. It's another one from Los Altos. I do not see that it ended up in Zen Mind, Beginner's Mind, but it uses a phrase that I've quoted him, and I've seen other people quoting him a lot, and that is wisdom seeks for wisdom, or wisdom seeking wisdom. He gave it on July 22nd, 1965, in the Los Altos Zendo, which was Marion Derby's living room. This was an evening lecture, I believe. Those were a little longer. This one's about 35 minutes. So I just took what in the transcript on shinyusuzuki.com is the first paragraph. It seemed to be a logical place to stop. I just took that and edited that much of the audio, just a little bit. I'm going to read it, and I'm going to play the edited audio. I am not going to play the unedited audio, as I have been doing with the last two lectures, but I think we've had enough of that. If you want to hear the unedited audio, you can just go to shinyusuzuki.com, and it's on the San Francisco Zen Center site. These new lectures, we have them, but we're not putting them on our site now. We're letting people go to the Zen Center site or the Engaged Wisdom site. So we just link to it, the same thing. So here we go. We are studying now the Sutra of the Sixth Patriarch in the evening lecture, and Prajna, which of course is a Sanskrit word. Now, we mean wisdom, but this wisdom is not intellect or knowledge. This wisdom is so-called our inmost nature, which is always in incessant activity. Zazen practice is wisdom seeking for wisdom. Wisdom seeking for wisdom is Zazen practice, if I use a technical term. Wisdom seeks wisdom is Zazen practice, and our everyday life is wisdom. Realization of our precepts is our everyday life. When our everyday life is based on wisdom, we call it precepts. When we sit, we do not do anything. We just sit. There's no activity of our mind. We just sit. And all that we do is inhaling and exhaling. Sometimes you will hear some birds singing, but that is not actually, well, you're not hearing. Your ears will hear it. You are not hearing it. Just the sound comes, and you make some response to it. That's all. This kind of practice is called wisdom seeks for wisdom. So, just sitting and with one's mind, there's no activity of our mind, No, that's rather ideal. But I think what he means there is, like, he gives the example of the word, and he used bird singing a lot. He used it, in this case, he uses it as something that when we sit, there's no activity. We're not hearing, just our ears hear. And he says, and there's some response. I don't know what the response would be, some activity. Well, some response. Maybe he means some automatic response in our mind. I'm not sure. But he says, that's all. And this kind of practice is called wisdom seeks for wisdom. So wisdom seeks for wisdom is just sitting. And if some sound comes, like a motorcycle outside, it just comes and goes. We're not involved with it. And he says, he actually says, so called it. Wisdom is so called it, our inmost nature. I refuse to read that. Actually, I refuse to recognize it. It's all over the archive. And I just wondered, did anybody ever talk to him about that and say, Roshi, excuse me, but you know when you say so-called it, it you should say so-called. But so I've argued that really he was just saying so-called. That Japanese don't have final consonants except for N. So actually they'd say more like so-called. But maybe he was trying to say so-called, but he couldn't quite get the D. And so so-called it. No, but I was overruled. No, he's saying so-called it. I went, okay, and this is verbatim. You can fix that in the light edits. And yeah, definitely will. All right, so we've heard what he had to say there with me reading it. Now let's hear him saying it. And we'll have the next clip tomorrow or Friday, either Thursday or Friday.
We are studying now the sutra of the sixth Vedic in the evening lecture. And prajna. This is, of course, Sanskrit word. We mean it's wisdom. But this wisdom is not intellect or knowledge. This intellect wisdom is so-called our inmost nature, which is always in incessant activity. Wisdom, seeking for wisdom, it doesn't practice. If I use technical term, wisdom seeks wisdom, it doesn't practice. And our everyday life, it's wisdom, realization of precepts. It's our everyday life. When our everyday life is based on wisdom, we call it precepts. When we sit, we do not do anything, we just sit. And there's no activity of our mind. We just sit, and all what we do is taking, inhaling, and exhaling. Sometimes you will hear some bird singing, but that is not actually, you are not hearing. your ears will hear it, but you are not hearing it. Just, you know, sound come and you make some response to it. That's all. This kind of practice is called wisdom seek for wisdom.
This has been a Cuke Audio Podcast. I'm D.C. Pooba of Cuke Audio and Cuke Archives, coming to you from Sleepy Sonora with Doggette Bandita, Feline Cuchita, and your lovely Katrinka. And we're wishing you and yours and all of us a grand awakening.